Hello and welcome to Business Today Market Podcast. This is Rupa and let's start with the market news for today. After a choppy trading session, key equity indices closed lower on Monday owing to weak cues from other Asian markets and rising crude prices. The NSE Nifty 50 index closed at 11,699, down by 24 points, while the 30-share BSE Sensex ended lower by 71 points at 39,122. According to experts, volatility in crude oil prices due to the global political uncertainty has dampened investor sentiment. Going ahead, the upcoming union budget will remain the key event in the market. Consolidation is continuing as investors are waiting to hear concrete measures from the government to support the weakening economy. Lack of triggers and premium valuation is impacting new investment, while delay in monsoon and F&O expiry may add volatility, commented Mr. Vinod Nair, Head of Research, Geodit Financial Services. Sectorally, energy index was down by 1.27%, followed by 1% fall in metal. Other sectors that ended in the red were auto, realty and private banks. Industry-wise, energy shares were down today on the back of rising crude prices, while auto shares were declining in today's trade as Niti Aayog gave the automaker industry a deadline of 2 weeks to come up with a plan to switch to electric vehicles. In major stock news, initial public offering of IndiaMART was launched today, which was subscribed 0.16 times. Jet Airways announced today that the corporate insolvency resolution process has been initiated for the debt-ridden airline. Bandhan Bank received approval from NCLT for the merger with housing finance company Grove Finance. Rights Board approved and recommended issue of fully paid bonus in the ratio of 1:4 issue. In another domestic event, today the RBI Deputy Governor Viral Acharya quit 6 months before the scheduled end of his term, which added volatility to the market as per market participants. On the currency front, Indian rupee opened flat at 69.58 against the US dollar amid rising crude oil prices and foreign fund outflows, but later rose to 69.45 against the falling dollar. Globally, markets were subdued today after Trump declared additional sanctions on Iran. This comes after Trump aborted a military strike following the downing of a US spy drone last week. Oil prices also rose on Monday with a barrel of Brent crude up 0.6% to $65.58, near Friday's three-week high of $65.76. On the global stock market front, while the European shares slipped, Asian markets climbed after Chinese media confirmed that President Xi would be heading for the G20 summit, that is, scheduled later this week. On the Wall Street, although the markets ended in red on Friday, US futures rose today amid bullish optimism emerging from US-China trade talks. That's all for today. Thank you for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.